So, what are you looking to do with the rest of your life? Told you the other day, a friend of mine, we don't talk anymore because he lives up north and I don't. He's got a life, he's got kids, he's got grandkids, and I am so happy for him and his wife. His wife is a wonderful woman, and they're down here golfing. I mean, and she's sitting at the pool or wherever at the resort with her friends. How cool is that? So I'm looking to do things like that. I'm looking to make some new friends. And where I live right now, it's very, very unconducive, if that's a real word. I may have to look that one up. Unconducive, folks. Do me a favor. Look it up. Tell me if it's a real word, because I don't think it is. I like to make up words called Carterese. Ask my big brother. He calls it Carterese all the time. And it happens all over our family, but and I'm sure it happens in yours. I know it happens in the middle brother's family too. I think his is more Baxter-esque or Baxter mania. I don't know, but he needs to talk about that with us more too. But anyways, folks, I have been having a great time. It only took me a couple hours to get here today. Where I am in Central Florida is closer to the East Coast than it is to the West Coast. So it's like an hour and a half over to the East Coast and 2 hours, two and a half over here. Depends on if you stop or whatever you do. And which road you take. I enjoyed it. It was a nice drive. And I recorded this earlier, and unfortunately it didn't take. I must have missed a button on the H4N. And I haven't yet gotten the new micro SD card for my H1N, which I planned on using today, but I'm using the H4N as a backup today. Anyways, what I was getting at is that as soon as I went over the causeway from the mainland to the outer island, the barrier islands or the outer islands, and I'm still not sure what they call them here, but I want to call them the right things. So, oops, sorry. I want to call them the right things, so they are what they are. And it's quite a long bridge over the water, over the bay, over Tampa Bay. And it's gorgeous. And they're doing a lot of construction on and building new bridges, new portions of the bridges to add, make room for more traffic and express lanes and all those fun things. Tampa has a better handle and more room to grow when it comes to expansion. Where in Orlando and Central Florida area, where I am, boy, it was a real pain for them to do the I-4, which is the main thoroughfare through, well, actually from the East Coast to the West Coast, from Tampa to Daytona. There's just not much room to go wider. There just isn't. It's pretty landlocked. But over here, they've got the opportunities, they've got the ability, they've got the space. The people over here are friendly as can be. I went into a 7-Eleven today. I wanted to get some beer and some Diet Coke for the room. And I got a cold Diet Coke because, it takes a while for this stuff to cool down. And the guy behind the counter says, "Sir," he goes, "this is this much. This is 250 for, $1.20 more, you can get two." Well, okay. And actually, it wasn't $1.20. It was like, I don't know, two from 250. So, like, yeah, whatever it was. Doesn't matter. But, he didn't have to tell me that. But he did. Nice young man behind the counter doing his job, caring about customers that come into his door. Went outside after I left, had a cigarette. So what? He's outside. He's not standing inside the store smoking. He respected me, respected my wishes. He respected me as a guest. And I like that. That means a lot to me. So, folks, what do you want to do next? I'm sitting here looking at the Gulf of Mexico. Blue water, clear blue water. Oh, different shades where the sandbar is or sandbars. And I don't know if you can hear the waves in the background. I'm going to take the microphone right now. So hold on, don't. Hopefully we don't make too much noise with doing this. And can you hear this? It's not real loud, But is that not calming? Is that not relaxing? As soon as I got onto that causeway today, I relaxed. I did. I instantaneously relaxed, just like I used to do when I went underneath the arches at Disney World until I started working there. Now, don't get me wrong. I love working for Disney World. Like I said, they've treated me fantastically. I've had a decent life with them. But this life here is more in tune with what I want to be and what I want to do. What about you? Where do you want to be? What do you want to retire to? Now, I know there's a lot of you out there who listen to me, who live up north and come down to Florida to vacation, and or you may be baby boomers that are what we call snowbirds. You come down for the winter and you go back up north. Congratulations to you. That's a cool way to live. But you've got family up there. You've got kids. You've got grandkids. Maybe great grandkids. Who knows? I don't know. And you don't want to leave them, and I don't blame you. My brothers don't want to leave. I don't blame them. We talked about it the other day. My one brother, I just don't want to live down there. He doesn't like all the heat, and that's fine. And my other brother, he just loves where he is because that's where his grandkids are and his kids are. And his wife loves it there, and they're happy. Well, that's what we want them to be, right? That's what I want you to be, is I want you to be happy. But tell me, go to my website, 5 Minutes with Gray Hair Dave. Leave me a message. What do you want to do when you retire? Or are you retired? If you're retired, let me know what you're doing, where you're going, what you're doing. Are you having fun? You got to have fun. Tomorrow, I was saying earlier when I messed up the recording on the H4N, tomorrow I'm going to try and do a live show through Ecamm, and I can record the show with a couple of cameras, you know, one with my iPad, one with my phone, so you can see the beach as I'm talking. You know, I think that would be cool. And I'm going to record the sunset tonight, because over here on the west coast of Florida, they may not know what time they've got to go to work tomorrow. But everybody over here can tell you what time the sun sets, because the sun sets on the Gulf of Mexico here. So again, from Gray Hair Dave here in sunny, gorgeous Madeira Beach, Florida. If you don't know where it is, look it up, folks. Come visit. They would love to have you. Don't forget to smile at somebody today. If you know somebody who doesn't know what a podcast is, doesn't know how to use it, doesn't know how to find one, show them for me, please. So, behalf of Gray Hair Dave from the sunny, sunny Gulf Coast of Florida, you all have a wonderful day. Smile at somebody. Bye-bye.